Welcome to the All or Something Living podcast. I'm your host, Lauren Kepler, and this podcast is all about ditching black and white thinking and exploring the gray areas of health, happiness, and everything in between. If you're ready to feel empowered and inspired, then let's get to it. Hola, bienvenidos. Welcome to episode 39 of the All or Something Living podcast. And this week we are going to talk about building strong and supportive friendships. Does anybody else speak Spanish? Because I'm always looking for somebody to like practice with. I've been taking Spanish for most of my life, and then I just took college level Spanish this last semester, and I don't plan on taking another one, so now I feel like I'm going to lose it all once again. But anyway, si hablas español, habla conmigo, por favor. All right, now, friendships are so important. Whether you're in a relationship or not, you need those friends to back you. And because I'm mostly talking to girls through this podcast, you got to have your girls, right? You got to have the women that you connect with that support you, especially if you're having issues in your relationship, or if you're just kind of tired of feeling like your partner has to hear everything that's going on with you, you have those solid friendships to back you up. Friendships are such a key component of our happiness, of our mental health, etc. Like, friendships, aside from relationships, I'd say are the next important thing. I think that we put so many other things above our friendships, especially as we get older and we are in relationships and we get married and we have kids. Sometimes we can forget to have those good friends in our lives. And then on the other hand, being friends with the wrong people, being friends with people that aren't supportive, or maybe just creating drama in your life, unnecessary drama. In other words, shitty friends can hold you back, and you don't want that. So you really want to be aware and intentional of the kind of friends that you want in your life. And sometimes it can be hard to understand how to attract those friends, because maybe you're like, well, I'm attracting friends that bring a lot of drama, or friends that bring me down, or, you know, are just negative people. And I want friends that are going to inspire me and bring me up. So if that's what you're looking for, I'm a friend to you, so I can be your friend. But obviously nowadays people are making a lot of good online friendships, but you also need those in-person friendships. And something that people have said in Vegas, which is where I live, is that it can be really hard to find good friends and real people. And I started to believe that too, that like, oh, it's just, there's not really good people in Vegas, so I'll just have to have these online friendships. But when you tell yourself that wherever you are, that there's not good people, there's not good friends, what you're doing is you're blocking yourself from a good friendship, from the good people that you're looking for. So be sure that you're, first of all, staying open to the possibility that there are good friendships, that you're worthy of a good friendship. So you don't have to sabotage when you meet good people or feel like, I can't hang out with her. She has it all together. Like, I can't be honest about who I am around her. So it is key to learn how to build strong and supportive friendships in your life. And that's what we're going to talk about in today's episode. But before we dive in, I wanted to share my 6 steps to confidence training audio with you. If you haven't yet grabbed yourself a copy of that, you can do so at laurenkepler.com. It's just on the homepage. There's like a little form that you can fill out, like not like form. I'm sure you're familiar now by now with like opt-ins where you just fill in your first name and then your email address so that I can send that over to you. And once you have that, you'll also get weekly updates as soon as a new podcast episode drops. So it reminds you to come listen. I also share things in email that I don't share with anybody else in the public, special offers, etc. And what this training audio audio training is leading into is my 6 weeks to confidence course, which we'll be releasing very soon. So it can give you a little sample of what that course is going to be all about, so you can decide whether or not that's something you want to partake in. So in this training, it's less than 20 minutes, so you can listen on the go. It's like the length of a podcast episode, really, some of my episodes. But it's like jam-packed. So you'll learn about perfectionism, you'll learn about visualizing your ideal self, how to have self-compassion, how to have confidence on a daily basis, how to be more consistent with your goals and actually show up, and then how to acknowledge and celebrate your wins. So again, go to laurenkepler.com or visit the show notes to sign up for that. And then the last thing before we get started is, if you have a moment and you'd like to thank me because you're loving this podcast and you're loving the content that you're learning about and you're feeling inspired and you're feeling called to give back for that reason, I would love it if you would leave me a review wherever it is that you listen and just let me know. Even if you have some constructive feedback, I love to hear all of it. So there's no need to hold back in your thoughts about the podcast. Let me know. Give me a review or else I'll never know and I'll never grow. Now that we've gotten all that over with, let's just dive straight into the episode. Oh, one last thing though about leaving a review. I wanted to thank one of my listeners, Brittany. Brittany, if you're listening right now, thank you so much, because Brittany always reaches out to me on Facebook Messenger and just lets me know what she's thinking about the episode, what she likes about it and what she's learned and stuff. So I really appreciate that interaction. If you guys message me anywhere on Facebook, Instagram, if you reply to my emails that I send out, I respond personally to all of those. So I love to hear your feedback, and thank you, Brittany, for being such an active member of my community. Now for real, let's get started. So friendships, like, I didn't really grow up, I don't think any of us really grow up knowing what a good, healthy friendship should look like, especially an adult relationship. As we start to get older, there are a lot more, it used to be like, we all go to school together, right? So we're going to see each other on the playground, or we're going to see each other at lunch. We're going to see each other at school. So there's no really need to make an effort. We know that we're going to hang out and chat or whatever. Sometimes we're going to hang out outside of school, but regardless, that friendship is maintained because we see each other at school or at work every day. And then I think, like, a lot of times anyway, you don't know what you should expect from a friendship. So I know growing up, I don't know about you, but I had a lot of friends that kind of were really shitty to me, and I just tolerated it because, you know, it's not like you can just go out to the bar and meet friends when you're 13 years old. So you don't usually get a really good indication of what a good, healthy friendship looks like. And while I was in the Air Force, I made a lot of really good friends. We were all like family to each other, but it was just one of those things where anytime any sort of drama or conflict would happen, instead of working through it, we would stop talking to each other, or you know how it goes, like give the cold shoulder, and then it would make work awkward. And we didn't really know how to work through those issues. Not only that, but how to just show up to make your friends feel special and to remind them that they're worthy. So, because just like a relationship, it's just really important to, what is the word I'm thinking of? Not shower your friendships. It's really important to nourish your friendships. So I always think about my friends, Vicky and Jess. So if either of you are listening, hi, Vicky or Jess. But I met them while I was in the Air Force near the end of both of our tours over in England. And something that I noticed about them right off the bat is that they were very, very intentional friends. When they made plans, and they made plans often, which is also something that I liked, but when they made plans, they showed up. And not only did they show up, but they showed up with, they showed up with even more to offer. Like, If you listen to last week's episodes where I talked about relationships, there's those little thoughtful things that you can do to let people know why they're special to you or like what's unique about your friendship. So for example, there was one time that I was meeting Vicky out for dinner and I showed up to the restaurant. She was sitting at the table waiting for me and she had a glass of wine ready for me. Now that's just such a simple gesture, but I learned from her to make small gestures like that in my friendships to let my friends know that they're important to me and that I'm always thinking of them and I have their best interests at heart. Now, meeting Vicky and Jess was the first seed that was planted in me knowing what kind of friendships I wanted and seeing that those kind of friendships were available to me. It took me a long time after that to actually become a good friend because after that, you know, once I celebrated my separation from the Air Force. Once I separated from the Air Force, I was still pretty young. I was 22 and I was still very self-absorbed, as we naturally are when we're young and we don't really know how to be otherwise. And so at the time, I was very focused on my body, what my body looked like, trying to, you know, I've talked about this on the podcast before too, but trying to change my body. And so it was all about me, me, me. What do I need to be eating? When do I need to be going to the gym? And I was still very insecure at the time. So even in my friendships, I was saying little backhanded, snooty things, taking little jabs at my friends because I didn't feel good about myself. And then I had a lot of times where like I didn't actually want to do something with a friend, but I would say yes to it and then I didn't know how to back out of it. So I would just like ghost them and ignore them completely, which is like the worst thing you can do. Or if I took a long time to text them back, I would just not text them back at all because I felt guilty that it took me so long to do that. So obviously I knew, I didn't really learn how to become a good friend until at least 25. But once I did start to learn how to be a good friend, it was really easy for me to attract those kind of friends. So one of the biggest realizations that I had when I was really self-absorbed was, what would I want people to say at my funeral? And at the time, I didn't like the answer that I thought that it would be. I just felt like I wasn't being the loving, kind person that I naturally am. I feel like I wasn't letting that side of myself out. I feel like I didn't know how to. So one of the first things that I realized is that I wanted a certain level of respect that was huge in my friendships. I was tired of flaky friends that didn't show up for me, but how could I really say anything when I was being flaky too? And I wasn't showing up for them. So I realized what was going on with me is that my integrity was off in my friendship. So how am I going to expect better friends if I don't know how to be a better friend myself? So the number one thing that I realized is that I needed to become the friend that I wanted to attract. So that's my first piece of advice for you, is be the friend that you want to attract. And the first thing that I think is so important when it comes to being the kind of friend that you want to attract, because I think what we all want is friends that will show up for us. The reason we build friendships is because we need them. We need friendships and we need relationships in our lives. So we need our friends to show up for us in the most important part of our lives, and we need to show up for them as well, because if they're always showing up for us, and then when they need us, we're like, well, you know, that friendship isn't going to last, and then you're not going to have people that are there when you need them the most. So like yesterday, when my fiance Jason left for his deployment, I had two really good friends that were right there for me. And I didn't have that the first time he left for a deployment because I wasn't being that kind of friend. So I was really lonely at the time, and it was a lot harder for me to cope than having friends that were like, we've got your back. So that was, I think, the biggest noticeable difference in the kind of friendships that I had then versus now, when I am being intentional why can't I say that? Intentional about my friendships. And here's another thing that's really huge that might be difficult for you to like really grasp it or really start practicing, but it is okay to be vulnerable in your friendships. You don't have to have it together all the time. Now, this is one of my biggest pet peeves, even in the friendships that I have now, because obviously, even if you're the kind of, even if you, you'll never have perfect friendships, no matter what. So one of the biggest pet peeves, though, is when my friends are going through stuff and they don't talk to me for weeks or they don't reply to me for weeks. And it's not that I'm angry at them for it or frustrated with them. I'm frustrated at the situation that they feel like they have to be all together if they want to be my friend, which is so not the point of friendships. That's why we build friendships, so that when we need to lean on somebody, we have them, we have that connection, and we have that support. And so it makes me wonder, am I putting off a certain vibe that makes people think that like that that I somehow have it all together and that I expect them to do the same? So it makes me reflect on that as well. But also I think sometimes people can get really stuck in their stories and they want to shut down and not cope with things. And so in your friendships, I encourage you to just be honest about what you're going through, to allow yourself to be vulnerable, because if your friends are seeing that you're vulnerable, then they'll feel like they can relate to you and they can connect with you. So it creates that connection that you wouldn't have otherwise if you guys were both like, let's just get together and pretend that our lives are perfect. Like that's not how you build deep, long-lasting friendships. So show up anyway. Stop flaking on your friends because you feel like you're not in a perfect mood. Because a lot of times, if you just show up anyway, it's going to cheer you up. You're going to feel a lot better. It just takes that initial push to just show up and be consistent. So I'm not saying that you have to talk to your friends all the time, or because I know we all have a lot going on. We all have busy lives. But what I mean by being consistent is, don't just be like a really good friend for like a spurt of time. So you're like, oh, I'm really working on being a good friend. So I'm going to be like here and I'm going to be present for like 2 weeks. And then for like months, you know, you like fall off the grid and disappear and then you come back. Obviously, like that's, if that is something that you're doing now or that's something that you've done in the past, like that's not something to beat yourself up over. I'm not saying that you are a terrible person if you do any of this, but notice these things and try to do better. Try to be more consistent, because you can easily lose friends by being inconsistent, and it takes away the trust in the friendship. Because if I know that you're likely not going to show up for like that, you're only going to be there for me for a short amount of time, then I'm not going to really invest my energy and my feelings into the friendship, because I don't trust that you're going to keep showing up, that you're going to stick around. And I want to protect my heart by not feeling too much about our friendship. So be consistent. Again, even if you're just showing up and you're just saying, yo, like I'm going through this right now and I need support, even if you say I'm in a funk right now and I'm just going to kind of go off the grid for a few weeks, at least have that communication and be open about it. So currently I have finally been building a good network of friends here in Vegas, and it took me to show up, to start stepping out of my comfort zone, because I can have like really bad social anxiety. And I always just thought that if I couldn't show up like perfectly, if I knew that I was going to be nervous, then I was like, I don't want to show up and meet new people, cause then they'll think I'm a weirdo, whatever. I thought way too much into it. I overthought everything. And now I've just been showing up, even if I don't want to, even if I'm nervous to show up, and that really, and then I show up and I tell them, I almost didn't show up today. Like I was nervous about this. And guess what? Like 90% of the time they're like, oh my gosh, me too. And right away it builds a connection in a new friendship. So becoming, changing these qualities and starting to focus on these areas that I'm telling you about right now has significantly changed the kind of friendships that I'm attracting. But that doesn't mean, again, that I have these perfect friends that are like on it all the time. And I don't expect that out of them because I am not that person either. So what are you supposed to do if a friend isn't holding up their end of the friendship? Like, what if you do have a friend that is doing any of these things that I talked about that you're kind of feeling disheartened about, or you feel like you don't know how to approach the friendship because of that. Like you don't want to put your feelings into it. The first thing you need to do is just be honest and communicate your feelings to them, not placing any blame or anything. For me, I just always tell my friends, like, I want you to know that you don't have to show up in any type of way. You can just show up and be yourself, and that is enough for me. So I just remind them that they don't have to put on a show for me, but also that there are certain things that I expect from a friendship. So if, say, I have a new friendship that's kind of developing and this person cancels our plans once, of course, like, sure, I understand things come up. If they cancel it again, I'll start to become weary. Like, I don't know if I'm really going to invest my time in this person because clearly they won't make the time for me. And then say it happens a third time where they actually make the plans and don't follow through, then it's like, okay, I am going to be very more protective of my time. And a lot of times if that happens, the friendship just kind of falls off on its own from there. Like, you don't have to abruptly end a friendship and say, you weren't there, so we can't be friends. Like, you don't have to do it like that because people can always change too, and they can change their mind, or you don't know if they're just going through something in that time. So usually I will give it a few times, and then that's when we start to have that conversation of, I'd really like to hang out, but I wish that you would actually, show up when you say that you're going to. That's really important to me. And so maybe next time, we can make sure that this happens. And then if it doesn't, again, the friendship will naturally drift apart. But I usually lead my friendships with grace, and I don't expect so much out of people except for respect and trust, and which I guess those are pretty big items, but respect and trust and just showing up. And then, and if that's not happening, then I'll stop putting effort into it. So if you're having friendships that, if you're having friends that are, especially, that's another thing, if you have a friend that's toxic or bringing you down, all you need to really do is just start distancing yourself from that person. And if they recognize that and they ask you about it, don't lie about it. Just be honest with them and just say, you know what, I'm really struggling because I feel like every time we get together, you want to talk about what's wrong with you. And it's really hard for me to be around you because of that. And that can either start a really productive conversation, or they might get mad at you. But don't worry about upsetting people. Just remember that your feelings and your experience is separate than theirs. And it's okay to upset your friends to rock the boat. When you have that conflict, it creates growth between you two. So don't think that any conflict is the end of your friendship so that you have to walk on eggshells for your entire friendship. Conflict is actually a really good thing for you. Otherwise you won't learn about each other. And if you're just being all sweet and nice the entire time and nobody's really being their real selves, then you don't really have a true connection with that person. So that's about it for this week's episode. If you have any questions about anything that I've gone over, or you have your own tips about friendship, then find me on Instagram at Lauren M. Kepler, or I'm on Facebook at Lauren Kepler. So don't forget to sign up to go to laurenkepler.com or the show notes and get yourself a copy of that 6 Steps to Confidence audio training for free. And then I'll talk to you next week, where we're going to go over how you can become more confident with or without weight loss. Thank you so much for listening this week, and I can't talk to you. I can't wait to talk to you again next week. But until then, remember that you are enough and you are doing enough.